The 40-day contract ended Saturday for the extra tanker planes and crews. DNR area forestry leader Steve Runstrom says they've left for browner pastures. Even so, Runstrom says the ban on burning will continue another week or so.
We are prepared to handle that with the ground resources that we have. Understand that all of that rain that we've had has helped subdue the fire danger in the heavier log-type materials. But as you know, we still have a ways to go.
The National Weather Service says 2.5 inches of rain fell in mid-April in the blowdown area. Runstrom says although the fire danger remains and tough restrictions are still in place, they dodged a bullet.
Oh, definitely. I got to say, through the work of our prevention folks that worked with the media, as well as really good cooperation and understanding by the general public to know the fire risk that we had this year with that extensive blowdown. In fact, we did not have any real significant fires in the blowdown.
Runstrom says they used the contract airplane tankers on 3 missions, but only one was in the blowdown area. More than 250,000 acres of trees were blown down in northwestern Wisconsin and central Minnesota during a severe windstorm last July 1st. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.